Subsequent to that, an agreement was reached that no developments would take place. The department intends to train the new elected members of the 31 faculty. The portfolio committee also invited us to try and train all members, executive committee members of all CPAs. That's what we have started training with officials in provinces on the act and how to train CPA members. And I'm also aware that the portfolio committee asked if they can be taken through the act. We are still going to look at with the portfolio committee and decide what is the way forward for us to take it through the act. In conclusion, we are still going to engage with OPS to give them all the documentation that they need. We are working with the beneficiaries, encouraging them to come forward. Because there's a lot of fear among the community members. You know, if you talk to them, you find that they are really scared of what's happening there. But as a department, you tell them that you should come in and assist them. It also involves the SAPS guys to say, if there's any meeting, any election, any meeting, they should accompany us there. So people are really afraid. Now we are seeking them to get all the documentation to the office. Yeah, and then the communication with Athen is also continuing. Like my colleague from the legal services will talk about that one. And then, like I said, on June 6th of September, there will be ACM where the department will assist the community, also be there to assist to see that the government is okay. Chair, please see that is the status quo and what we've been doing with the community so far. We are also going to give you further information when you come to report on the annual report, because now it's also included that any development that takes place from now until we come and report on the annual report, we will report on that on any development. Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether my colleague will change anything this one to add.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Member. As you may recall, at the last meeting where we came to report progress on the summer case, we did indicate that it came to the attention of the department through our senior that there was a fundamental cost of the local case. And I did indicate that we had given instructions to counsel and our senior team to inform the 18 branch president about the matter. By then, we had taken a decision that we were going to write a letter to the 18 branch president complaining about the fundamental cost of the local case without our knowledge. Now, after we met with the portfolio committee, I went back to check with the attorney and counsel and inform them about the circumstances of this matter. And at that time, the Rama executive, or the executive counsel, not executive member, they had filed their opposing affidavit, where they were opposing the intention of the department to help taking their belongings such as the computer and other materials that we wanted to order. In response to that, he said, because it didn't take much time if we were to write a letter, and at the same time there was an opposing affidavit that had already been filed. Let's try that to save time to respond through our need to respond to the opposing affidavit filed by the Act Committee of the Rama CTA. So as you said, what we have done, we have replied to the opposing affidavit that has been filed by the Act Committee of the Rama CTA. We have already filed our head of argument, and we've been waiting for the other side, being the Act Committee of the Rama CTA, as presented by Mr. Mutite, to file the head of argument. They have not done that today. I have already given the instruction to send the letter down on also if the committee will want me to go into details about what is being disputed by the Rama committee for hearing to the head this morning.
To the last question, or do we look at the whole? I think it would help us to get an update on exactly what is the issue of the court, so that we can make appropriate comments. That
among the issues that have been raised, on three comments, they don't care anyway. They are saying the department has cited the incorrect party because they have already had an ADM where they appointed their deputy. For us, we don't see it as a strong point because the people that we have cited in the hearing are the people that the department has their records as the last people as the executive of the Rama PTA. So the fact that they have their AGM and they have appointed the new committee, we don't have any knowledge of it. The other thing that we have raised is that everything is okay in Rama PTA. Their affairs are in proper, they have been auditing their books. But we are saying the DP as a custodian of all the PTA, he has to be provided with a book on a yearly basis. So the fact that they have, they are admitting that they have complied is not correct at all. We are also disputing it. They are also denying that we have ever served them with papers. But that is also not true. We did that. I was in a campaign when we sent the papers at the official office of the Rama PTA. So those are the minor issues that they have raised in their opposing affidavit. Yes, they are also concerning that there was a loan that they made from the quarry, but the reason why they made a loan was that 500,000 from quarry, it was because it was a company that was affording a reasonable interest rate compared to commercial banks. So for me, their affidavit is just a waste of time. Hence, I'm saying that the rules of court are there to be observed. We have to respond to them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any additions? Members, listening to the progress of such the issues that they raised by the department of more than just that, in taking care of them. policy of I'm not thinking that the consciousness implements a sense of respect. And the same, of course, on such as the visible food is what I presented. I don't see any progress, and this is my academic system, especially in Islamic countries. One of the things that I wanted, I came with the issue of, I think, the aspect on what is possible in the land, issues of how to develop it. There's a housing development there. People are getting houses, other students. Just to increase it, but it's quiet. It's not so much about housing development. Unfortunately, there's a concern in church. Lack of intergovernmental relationship. How can the mayor please ignore all of this project? How did this project start? If the council is not involved. Shocking. Chair, on page 9, on the committee discussion. We don't have a time frame of the work submission documentation, or this proposal. Never see that no one is taking this care. If you don't have time frame, it shows that we don't deal with the issue. Chair, the interim committee. I think you must have named the first conversation that name. Who are the interim committee members in the composition of? We like that very issue. And the question is, I don't understand what is chief? CFST. Not even those things. Then we have the name of the committee, the interim committee chair. And chair, on the asset, there's a museum there, inside. What is happening? There's an entertainment center there. It's quiet. I don't know what is happening. The offices. Since there's an internal committee, are they occupying the offices there? For now, I will do a follow-up question.
I was very annoyed when we were there and said, we would have to deal with the Amakunu and the Amakai, missing in the legal system. And yet, also, I told that the statutory leader is only. It's a comment share. It's just a comment. I wouldn't invite the departmental officials to comment on that comment. No. It's just it's a comment. It's worth making. Hope that the nation could observe cases of fraudulent court order. My last issue borders on legality. If I could be appreciated. With the current standing of the CTA Act, do we have good prospects of winning a case, for instance, AGM 6th of September? 26th of September, thank you so much for the correction. 26th of September. Somebody comes in to argue that the department has no rights. Like the department couldn't have access to the bank account and all that. Even the court is denied at some point the department rights to interfere with the bank account, yeah? Or to put in very influence structure. Now, somebody challenges and says the department has no rights, and then you are compelled to go back to that committee, and in fact, the committee is dragging its feet on the AGM question. How do we go from the legal point of view? Or lawyer policies, OJ, local standing. We have sufficient grounds for a local standing to facilitate and enhance that process without it being in that you acted it's your turn to answer the rest. Yeah. So that's my question. So the others were really comments.
Well, that which is legal is not holy, and now is the evidence to that. Thank you. No, I just want to say, do we think a chance of winning my case, given the reputation of the government department of losing cases? And we lose cases because our preparation of cases is very short in those cases. Do we have enough time to make preparation? Are we sure that we'll be winning case? Because if we don't, then we need to look at other things. Because I think what is at stake is that we want to get hold of the documents of the organization, the financial. And the reason why we're going to court is so that we can access those documents through rulings of the court. But if our case is weak, I don't know what is this local, changing local, or maybe do we actually have that local standing, for instance, for any purpose? I don't know, whatever it means, but, or maybe should we look at other alternatives of accessing those documents without having to break the bank to get the documents? Like following the SIU process to access the documents, because what we want presently is to access the documents so that they can help us in the investigation that we want. Have you looked at the possibility of the SIU in case this one fails, or do you think the chance of winning this one?
And just
we went through processes, I mean, in the last 2-3 discussing the effort and the CTA, you know, because if the CTA is was amended, I think we'll be having there won't be any confusion with this one. But now that it is late, I don't know when it is going to be before the house. Maybe they said when the DG or when the department responds, they should tell us how far they you know, we presented the business to Parliament because they've been waiting for this piece for a long time. Maybe their response should come back. I know you raised it.
an apartment in the future with the CTA as being one of the preferred methods of land use and land management going to be drawn into every CTA and any province across the country. I think I'm very concerned that if we don't conceptualize and learn from this experience and come up with some kind of policy framework to deal with situations like this, the department can spend all its time for the next month while this is the preferred system of land ownership in using situations like this that will be bogged up. I can imagine, I mean, this is, if you look at the amount of time that's been spent on this particular case, imagine there's 1,000 like that in South Africa, and it can very fundamentally affect the day-to-day business. And I would like to suggest that maybe a proposal or a way forward is presented to this committee as to how this can be prevented, what governance structures can be looked at before CTAs even get started, what kind of oversight mechanisms can be placed to prevent this from happening. This is after the fact, but the wound is already there now we're trying to fix it. I think you should try to come up with a way of preventing this from happening in the first place. I think that will also deal with the issues of local standby, what exactly the relationship is, when can the department intervene, when they choose a stakeholder, when is it not. But I'm very concerned that this can become a serious problem if we can then tighten up the policy. Thanks.
Question number one. I think it's about another point is called number of stock and 15 million divisions. Now, last time 37 things were discussed of Kobojo or the fusion of Kobojo, fusion something about Kobojo. And you quiet, in a sense, maybe the question is which any details can you get from Kobojo?
Thank you.
in the gospel, sanctification, but it tends to be in social life. And the another question came from someone asking, what is the deadline of those documents? When are they expected to be presented to the, community members and community members? You're agreeing with them, guys. We're given a certain day deadline because we have meetings with what the officer. The officer, for the meeting with the officer, can you bring those documents by this time? Now, you will find that others will bring 1, 2, 3, not enough, but they don't go and bring some to substation. Others won't even pick up to say, no, I'm working on it. So that's just community for you that experience is sufficient. There's never a time where you can have all the documents on time. Those are the things to give them the deadline, to give them the day to have a bring the documents, but normally they don't. So we have to encourage them, always encourage them, but this is for your own sake, this is for your own benefit. Can you bring the documents? And then the issue of whether the mayor was not aware of the problem. No, it's not that the mayor was not aware of the problem. The mayor was aware of the problems on the land. That is, he is aware of Lama, but he doesn't know what is really happening on Lama. I think, and I will accede to that it's maybe not good communication between organs of government. I'll agree, but now that we already had a meeting with them, I think that is not being resolved. The mayor is on top of this thing and is aware of it, and that's why he said he's going to suspend all other developments. And they also talks about the housing development. When you talk about development, we refer to housing development. I think we talked about the housing development. I don't know whether Shuzani or Dr. Wu asked. Yeah. Honorable, asked a question about housing. When talking about development on the land, you refer to the housing, specifically housing. Yes,
thank you.
Yes, thank you. And then the acronym PSSP stands for Provincial Shared Services. All our provincial offices are called like that. I think the issue of the meetings and the financials, financials are linked with the court case. I think my colleague OG will explain that. And then any other issues that are not answered by colleagues will answer, especially the cases when it comes to the meeting. Thank you.
We have approached the DG and we have actually done the same administration. There are several financial irregularities that are being committed with the DCA. There is no accountability. They are not even complying with the DCA. The department has on numerous occasions requested for the reports that they are supposed to file and they have not done that. They have not even had an AGM to appoint the executive committee after the 5 years, 10 years expired. So we have got a strong case, and I think I must also indicate that previously this matter was before court, it was brought by the committee. However, due to some technicality, the judge said we had a strong case, but because the committee was not truly delegated by the DG. It was just a technical error, and they had no right to bring the application. But the judge did indicate that the allegations are so serious that it warrants the CCA to be taken under judicial administration. The other question raised by the honorable member was about the auditor, Mr. Kamba, for the auditor. previously I did indicate that because of the serious financial allegations, the department had to prove that. That is why we appointed the auditor so that they could do the forensic auditing on the books of the CTA. Because as a department, we cannot go to court and say there are serious financial irregularities without any proper proof. Hence, we had to appoint experts in that field to do the necessary investigation. Now, they got stuck along the way after we obtained the assets of the CTA, such as the computers and the check. Not all the information was provided or was among those documents, because it seems as if some of the information was taken away by the former creditors. So in order for the auditor to provide us with a final report, because at the moment what we have is a preliminary one, and they're saying from what they have seen up to so far, it's preliminary and they are serious financial irregularity. However, in order for them to come to a final conclusion, they would want to go through their bank account. Hence, before we even go to court, like the Honourable Member asked, what alternatives did we take before we approach the court? We did write to ask us to request for permission to allow the auditors to go through the use of the CCA. They said no, they need to protect the interests of their clients and end up through there. We also, through our senior team, wrote to the CCA and request them to give us access to go through their bank account and then receive. So in our reply affidavit to the opposing affidavit 5, we have also requested the court to give us an order which directs or instructs AFCA to make the account available to us so that we can go through them. Also in our reply affidavit, we have indicated the issues about the fraudulent court order. So they will be adjudicated upon when the matter goes to court. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, members. I would like to talk to the consultations or the engagement with the community from the Provincial Health Service Center side. As you mentioned, Chairperson, there is a peculiar situation here where we have the land that is in Gauteng. However, the people are residing in mostly in Northwest, as far as the Rama case is concerned. We have decided that as a department, we do have a sister office in Northwest who should be assisting us in engaging with the community, because we have another provincial office in Northwest and they do have a regional office which is closer to the people than we are in Gauteng maybe. So that is one of the ways that we are using to try and engage with the community. However, the issue that you have raised as well, which relates to the community being afraid of coming to meetings and us having to always involve police and our security services within the department to assist us when we organize these meetings, is something that we always do, because ourselves as well, from the allegations that we hear, we are not sure how safe our officials are when they do go to the community. So we still employ those kinds of services for us to be able to engage with the community. I can confirm that we are, since before confirming that in terms of the engagement, let me start by, there's a question that was asked, if there is an interim committee, how are they having access to the infrastructure of the CTA? Are they having access to the businesses and the books and everything? There must be a distinction that we must make. There is an interim committee that is formed by the concerned group of Rama CTA, which forms the most part of the CTA members. However, there is the ex committee members, the executive members that OJ has been talking about, who are taking us from pillar to post in terms of us getting documents from the CPA itself. So there are, if I can say, almost two committees. The one was is TEM Lab a long time ago, because they were chosen as the first executive committee members when the CPA was formed. However, they are now playing chief for the community and never wanting to leave. So that is the one committee that we are dealing in the court case. And then the interim committee is the interim committee that is formed by the community members themselves in trying to resolve the Rama challenges. So we are engaging with them to get the members of the community to watch the AGM on the 26th of September, where the executive committee representing the people in terms of the most members or all the members of the Rama CPA will be chosen. And I think from that time then we will have a legal or a regularized committee, executive committee, that can represent the people of Rama, because the ones that are sitting behind Harangua are not the committee members that are having good standing in terms of the CPA Act itself. So that is the distinction. So the interim committee that we are working with now in organizing this, we are engaging with them through our communication section. We are going through the verification list that we have received from the restitution office in Gauteng, so that we can be able to verify if we are going to have meeting with the correct members of Rama to go through that process of election of the executive committee. And Jeff has already mentioned that we are engaging as well with the IEC to try and assist us through that process. So we are having a constant engagement with them and meetings with them. There was a meeting in July. There was a meeting on Saturday on the 8th where we are engaging the community to inform them about the development and the initiatives that the department is taking towards getting them to be compliant in terms of the Act. I don't know this thing is kicking up. I just wanted to finish one last point, comment here. And then I think the issue of the involvement of local government, you've already touched on it when you responded to them. However, I just want to mention that the mayor is aware of the Rama community. He was, however, not aware that the people in his planning unit are not dealing with the, if I can put it, the correct members who should be representing the Rama community. So that is what we brought to his attention. And we are going to be working with, continue to work with Swanemeto, so that the developments are not developments that are going to be only benefiting the few members of the of the former executive committee of the Rama CPA. And going forward then, the new executive committee that will be elected in September will be the ones that will be engaging both with us from local, with us and the local government to be able to take the development of their property forward. I don't have there was an issue of the names of the interim committee members. I don't have those names with me as I sit here. However, what I've done is I will request the office to provide those to me, and then we will just update them on the report so that members can be able to have access to those names. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got a question from a member on the future. Will the department be calling the future of all the government? Chair, CPAs are people. And where not taking government investment seriously if we get out of the situation. If I was complete to see that that man is very wisely and the security of put it in the hands of. So for now, we're going to have to be engaged in all the mechanisms. We cannot get out of it for now. But what the intention is to preempt problems, to come up with a solution to the problems that the communities are having. And in the last report, I think we mentioned the issue of the amendment bill of the contrast. I don't think we have to go through that again. And also the issue of the wagon wheel, how it's also going to assist us in resolving the CPE programs that we're experiencing. But also with that, operationally what we're doing is that we're training CPE members now. Like I said, we're training the officials now to roll out the training to CPE members. We are doing that, we are dealing with that one. And we also have a department intend to have a pool of mediators, people, officials who are going to be trained in mediation, so that wherever there's a problem, we must preempt those things and go to the solution to communities and resolve that. And the issue of the Office of the Register of CPEs are also to monitor and to come up with intervention long before they are approached, to identify the problem and intervene that one. So briefly, that's what I wanted to ask. I wanted to answer the question that I don't know if it's unfortunate, but we are going to have to engage the CPAs for time being for now, because we cannot just drop them. But we are aware of the programs and we are dealing with the programs. Our intention is to come up with solutions to the programs, but not to dump the CPAs, because that would be, I think, irresponsible. Thank you.
Whether it is through somebody they say or not, we're going
think SSPF, they will be in a better position to tell us what kind of documentation will they need for them to attend to the case. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think the Honourable Member said to me now, I'm happy. Because we said not the murder case, but other allegations, the documents, the fraudulent activities, there are so many things that people are alleging is happening on the ground. Now, those are the documents that the works need. The murder one, now we some deal with that, like I said. They are actually investigating right now. So the list of witnesses that the office also needs. So we are assisting the community to bring those documents, bring those allegations, bring the documents, and give us the names so that the box can deal directly with the investigators. So I was not necessarily to refer to the murder one or the other allegations. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm just following up on the criminal incident to emphasize that I do not, and neither we, do not see it as a departmental mandate to follow up on those. But that no government can stand in front of the people and say, we are sorting your problems. But the criminal aspect is not for us. No such government can exist anywhere, and that it would be perhaps smart if the department were to have heads on it, how far it is going, how far it is shifting and turning, because it defines the playing fields you are in. If people are dying, you're not going to get people coming forth to your processes or participating democratically, because they will be afraid that they will be killed. And Chair, it's true that in the context of CTA DG, in the context of the CTA, lots of the compensation money end up in the hands of the corrupt, greedy people who are prepared to kill for the money. The same allegations the committee made in its last outing in the Eastern Cape, where people had died and houses had been burnt. So I'm just saying, Chair, that this is OJF, Chair, DG, it's not mandate here or in the unit to track the criminal cases. But if you were to go in front of those people and say, look, we're not here about the criminal cases, police are dealing with those, it would not present a holistic face of government. In as much as you can't investigate and prosecute, but it would seem to us that if you say there have been arrests, according to the report you got, not arrests done by yourself, there have been arrests. The case has been set for this. Bail has been refused, schedule 6 or schedule whatever. Bail has been refused to the perpetrator and so forth. I'm just wanting to place maximum emphasis that whenever crime, DG, emanates from these monies and dispensation we are rolling out, it cannot be right that people are met up and we then say the SAPF is dealing with that. We must take stock, we must closely monitor, and we must protect our people, and also be advised accordingly so that we know, hey, once there's 1 million and above, there's going to be death, and once you live in the participation process, is that some of you are here, you're appreciating, you're relating, million has been paid out by government, but some of you will turn against the people and kill them for that same money, land, and development, and so forth. So I just wanted to emphasize that the criminal aspect, I think all of us are in unison in the committee. We are seriously concerned about it, and we want to see justice done would like to go even in our own private capacities to get the city done. We are caught on the day that the criminals will be charged for murder. And with my small voice, but no bail, can be said.
Now, our last question is, has this 58 ever been, let us say, very good, have they ever been trained or oriented on asking this question, because they don't seem to be cooperating in the way in which they would have been informed that your report to this department, to the effect that the query on the Pustani tells me that the relationship between them and the department appears not to be, you don't seem to be having the same understanding of the relationship between them as well as yourself. Otherwise, they will surely be querying your Pustani. They will understand exactly where you're coming in the matter. That's why I want to know if they have ever been trained so that they understand the type of relationship that they have with the department. Thank you, sir.
Mine is not a question, that's like a word of caution. More of a question to give that because the way I see it, the Honorable Chair, is that sometimes you lose cases. From technicality, you lose cases using on point in every net. And the issues that they are raising, the issues that they are raising here, they are not dealing with the errors. Maybe my concern is also informed by other honorable members about more especially about the department losing cases. They are not dealing with the errors of the, according to what you have just reported here. But they have dealt with the points in the area. So maybe we are not trying to open a court case here. We know that the issue is the argument that you have already indicated. Maybe I just need a little bit of income, but maybe this is very good answer because you don't control costs as we don't control costs. So, but maybe just for me to be a little bit comfortable, or else just to bring this to your attention, if you don't think you're going to be very satisfied for the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
much of what has been talked about here is not really much in the hands of the chaplain, as there are legal proceedings that must ultimately resolve the problem. Indeed, the department has a responsibility to make sure that it is sufficient to prepare that the community is fully engaged, that all the keys across from our tribes and the eyes are dotted in preparation for to face the community people in court. On the other hand, we also have a responsibility to make sure that we mobilize the community as advised by the chair, work together with our office in the Northwest to help us make sure that the community is fully prepared and is involved, and we support them, we make sure that there is security for them, that they fully participate in the election of the citizens, in the elections that are scheduled for them. So we take that advice to us. We'll make sure that all efforts are made that we succeed on the election to succeed. Chair, I'm not sure if there's any other specific matter that requires a report.
Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, the assets are still in the hands of the former executive committee. They are not in our possession or the community's possession. So the people who we are fighting with in court are the ones who are still having access to those assets. Thank you.
Ourselves as the committee, I could notice that at this next meeting, this committee should consider revisiting the Rama community. Because you can't correspond with people. The people are not our sins who were there several months ago that were assist with their matter and that will be here to report on progress and therefore share. Never mind my life notes on the not stop motion, but that's perhaps completing this issue. We should amongst ourselves as committee in the presence of the staffness confirm that we are more than keen to repay a visit there, and perhaps partners will help us to rope in necessary agencies like police, like whatever, to make sure that if we should, as a committee, want to pay a next visit, that would be a successful endeavor. Thank you.
Honestly, I want to put things to you. Remember we went there on Saturday, the other day.
somebody in charge, they are currently in charge. And another question, that is the first question before we close. Can somebody give us a promotion? Last time there was a legal group defining if it is good for us to go for a CTA or for class. Now, what is the minimum that before we discuss this? Because we did this with the age that I think. Thank you. Thank you.
actually achieved minimal success in that situation. It is worth mentioning that just for example, that one of the things that I was making sure that I tried to convince my people is that even the director general, following the minister's meeting, they intervened by having a meeting with the elected commission in Kimberley. Both minister and DG had approached the Department of Justice to sensitize them around the problems of the master of the master in Kimberley, which seems not to be understanding how to resolve the problems, and the people in particular also being involved. So DG approached the chief master, and the matter has been raised with the chief master to allow him to go forward. Just before I go to the current situation, this is actually our green partner being extract makes it very difficult for us as the department to put our hands on it, because extract is managed by the smart master of the high position. As of now, the master is still in charge. I convened a meeting on the 15th of May in Abingdon. The meeting was because the public sector, like I said, there are many conferences coming from different people, public sector, universities. And in this regard, the community also asked the public sector about intervention. They had to classify the master has to clarify his role and that of the other structures. Not only the report of the said that the administrator is still involved, and before the master is in charge of the administrator, I think that was the reason why the master is always coming from the in this meeting, the main discussion was about the charge. The master indicated that he's the only person who appoints the trustee. Therefore, and all the trustees are appointed according to, still referring to the deal of trust of the original partners who is trust as what is empowering him to do that. And the master informed the meeting that he
why we are faced with such a big moment. Why is the Department of Truth and Trust and not SPDA, when all along we've understood that, I mean, when I was in Gobert's department, it's what I guess 2006, okay, I think long after this time, we've been talking about SPDA. Why are we facing the truth there, you know, where trust, which is so limiting when it comes to engagement with any outside parties? What was the reason when you look at, you know, at your clients? And what is the role of the master in so far as development is concerned? I'm asking this question just to see if there was any thinking about how this farm was going to be developed. Or rather, let me say, the assistance that government would have given to make sure that there was development after the acquisition. You know, and this was tied up with the choice of the trust. Because it feels like now there's only one master in the house, and that was the master himself, and nobody else. You know, what role do they have that the master have to play, except the administration, you know, where so far as development is concerned? I'm asking this question because it looks like the people are left in the election. Lastly, I think, you know, last time we engaged on this, there was prospects of a court case, and I remember advising the department about how to take care of this and that. And I can't remember which meeting that was. This gentleman was not with us, you know, on the day. I know that was there. But there were prospects of a case that was going to be mounted, you know, around this issue. And I remember advising the department, take care of that. I think this was about approaching the court to change this, you know. But now the comment that we're getting relates to a meeting and not a case, you know, about changing the status of the people who must take care of this development, you know. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome. In my view, you understand it, but suppose the first question is, can you support that? Because one of the things that you amended the act, because one of the issues that come here is, which is not even the capacity of your staff issue, it's a problematic for which monitor this project. I think we went there, one of the things why we wanted to share the story. The allegation is that several allegations and the prosecution side of the information for the fund, the not trying to understand, and is not talking to community members, which is that you understand the evidence, the law of the one of the recommendations that we made that you must call this master first. The agent that you have made. You have those powers here. Can you call him to come and account for us? Because, and one of the issues that I wanted to raise, I was thinking about the whole report. Issues of leaders. Your department is not given us to the understanding of finances. Now, I'm saying to ask the projection that you said here, and they correct, did you use for bulk infrastructure type and like the 40 million I get at 4, and then you only spend 12 million. Just an example, because I want to go to that issue. Maybe the follow-up question, when I come there, your budget was 12 million, and the same show 12 million, 30 million for budget, but you use 12 million. Now I wanted to find out, can you confirm that and you have a follow-up question on all your finances?
Thank you. think that the concerns that have been raised by the community or the members of the trust are serious enough. The matter is active. I am aware of several instances where, because we can't act, we then say to the community, you as members must directly approach the matter and raise your concern. And then there was one case where almost something similar to the first matter happened in one case, it was in Nakara, where the trustees, where their term of office expired, they refused to move. If the community was able to approach the master and the master was able to remove the trustees. Now, what made this one worse is that because the trustees actually collapsed itself, the administrator, if now you can't approach the master to remove his appointee, that's the kind of situation. But then the preference of the department is because of the relative control we have over those institutions. And then perhaps on why in this instance we chose the partner of the city, perhaps COVID will answer the most specific question, but the impact fund is one of the first restitution claims to be resolved. I'm not even sure we had the CCA Act then. But we do have quite a few of the trustees around. And if we had our way, we would be able to convert them, but only the members of the trust themselves can then say we want to be converted from inside the CCA. I think it's
take
in order to make sure that we unlock the door that is preventing development of community. I now recall what this court case was about when I researched on this area. It was about trying to get rid of the administrators who even as were there in November were presented for us as people who were more on the side of blocking the administration and the running of the program rather than associates, not making themselves available. They were not there even on the day that we were there ourselves. So I don't want to sound prescriptive, but I do want one shy away from being suggestive to say what legal options do you have at your disposal to make sure that there is development. That site is of historical and political significance to the whole of South Africa. I had that for the first site after 1994. The people were still around at the time. This is one site to which I believe all South Africans who think the way we do, you know, will be proud to make sure that it is a success. And I don't think both the executive and the parliament would want to go down the records of history as having both failed to make sure that it was a success. And that's why I'm pushing to propose a few what alternative methods. What happened to that thinking about getting rid of the administrators? You know, seeing that they are not being helpful, you know, in this whole equation. We need to find a solution, and we would want to be put in a position where you ask for our assistance so that we make sure that there is development, because the people were crying when we're there, even though they may have insisted on retaining the trust option according to the report we're giving us. But bottom line is that there was no development when we were there, and this is what is of great concern to us.
solution, I think, is if we can crack the issue of being allowed to facilitate the changing of the traffic as soon as we can. That regularization would allow us to bring things to normality if that's going to be possible. And then we can allow it to be, like you have said, it's not necessarily about the loans to fund and the business of the fund. And if you can arrive there, in the middle of there, you need to have that government for that so that we have a fixed system. Maybe what we need to be assisted with is to back to the issue that will allow us to do a final process.
Consultation and whereby
because it shows broke down because there's no difference by taking the agent, according to the agent, but with the community. Now they don't trust it. Now the sergeant was away even. The sergeant even did not say no, we should not do anything. The minister went there, he called the agent, they did not come in. Now there's so much coming. Now it's there, of course. The candidate is in charge, did not even say we should. I'm not that candidate. I'm saying, justice department and our department must stop in charge. Now, honestly now, CPA now is in the Suppose right now, shut the Ramawa. Same structure, and there's nobody coming on CPA. I can name everything that staff issue, they'll say, no, we don't have staff, we'll have the tax amendments and other kind of budget issues. Now I'm saying, Chair, just between, I think, the Kimpan now is finished. But the decision that we're going to take, I think it's not going to affect ordinary members of the community. Because the government is pushing us to this baby. Remember how much you pay? It's a development baby. No, nothing, honest enough, on the light channel, we don't want to let it go. The way the structure is, yet you see, we say we can amend it, it's our legislation, it's our thing, we can change where we want. Now, even in the future, let's say, the renters must be changed to a CPA. There will be still issues. The new board coming in and other issues. Take off ownership are not going to account to only have money. I'm saying it's a very fishing of issues. Thank you, that's my last comment. But another comment that I wanted to say, let's not use politicized judicial when it suits us or when for us to say, you know, we're not taking part. Okay. This was done long ago. And I think that's the money to know. Whereby we must make sure we take it like you started with that, now coming with CPA. Why not changing the CPA? Thinking of another model that we can use. Because now, we'll always come after 5 years or 10 years, we'll amend it. You see, they don't report there, they don't account. Can I put a model whereby commission members, they have the ownership, they have the title of the land, and we distribute it accordingly? Thank you.
Then there were no CPAs or what. But two chairs to the department,
where people go to whatever option, try to ask the constitution before releasing the money. You see, whichever option people take, they will have to have a constitution. Even under CPA. Now we start with CPAs in Rwanda and elsewhere in Tolinoha. But have there been tighter constitutions that says the most notable point that at this point, this at that point? Whatever the statute is, the constitution of that particular organ would have made it possible, the constitution now of the tribe would have made it possible to resolve this issue, you know? So I'm just saying here, the Honor of the World has cautioned us that there will be umpteen trusts across the country and umpteen cities across the country. So how to manage them and guide them? The constitution, that unit, that small unit, must make sure that the constitutions are watertight for a recourse. You know, it's like contract. Look at people, they always talk about an escape clause or whatever contract you do, 10 years, this and that, exit clause. Similarly, there must be that kind of an arrangement. Those are my only comments here. I regret I couldn't reach the people of the partner. The legal system here, for us as committee, we have to discuss. I've expressed strong views that legal system is not beyond transformation. The beloved Nelson Mandela says, I'm a black man in a white man's court. That was a legal system. And it's a statement. And probably President the other day in the House chair said, this is the statistic of women in the judiciary. That is, in other words, judiciary itself has got to transform. It's about the one body, but it's also about their psyche. I make that strong statement. It's about their psyche, their mentality. I like Advocate Marshall Moses, the chair of the Public Honorable Board. He says, the basis for law is Roman Dutch law, which is found on Uber Lundi. Roman Dutch, this is South Africa in Africa. So the underlying legal logic is Roman Dutch. So I'm just making the point that the Honorable Joman is right, and we must look at the judiciary and know how and when and what constitutes all the political things.
I think I'd like to appeal to the DGs to give us a list of all CPAs that have changed so that we don't deal with these issues when they hit the newspaper or when they are in the constitution, so that we know what other interventions can we do, for instance, before this thing starts exploding in our paper. The case in mind is a CPA in the book. CPA. They are making profit of between 3 to 5 million rand. But now they are plagued with problems. And part of the concern of this problem, part of the cause of this problem, are people in the department who are interfering with that project. You know? And even bypassing the problem. That is the story I see from my village, that people move from head office, they bypass the provincial office and make intervention in that project. So we'll try to get as much information as possible to give you so that we can make those interventions to stop your people. Oh, I need to start to stop your people. But I may just so that we can make interventions before things get bad. Because once people try within the community, they destroy the project so that no one wins, so that we all lose. So that's my CPA.
Thank you. the principle of Truma Award is well humanized in itself, the first one being the one for special justice, which is mainly to address the special imbalances, the special sustainable ones, to ensure that whatever we do in terms of space gives us best sustainability, and then the efficiency of the use of resources, especially resilience and then good administration as we ensure that we apply the act across the policy. The most important thing now is the fact that now Truma is law by the proclamation from the president, who signed and then we signed it and adopted it on the 27th of May, 2015. And then in terms of the regulation, the Act itself, under Section 54.1, makes a provision for the Minister to make regulations to put into operation the Act. And the Minister has actually previously approved and published draft regulations of Truma, but then we thought about this and then said maybe the most important part that we need to regulate on was actually chapter 6 that deals with lesbian discrimination. The reason for this is that we had developed in the department in the past guidelines that then direct the combination of social development framework and lending schemes. And then we thought that we need just need to focus on this one chapter, which deals with land development, which then provides for the establishment of municipal drainage tribunal, and there are three options there, whether municipalities can go single, join, or have district planning tribunal. And then also it tells us, it gives the directive in terms of the procedure which we follow when we deal with land development and land applications, and also provides things regulation in 19 about how the areas under traditional leadership will be dealt with. It provides for and traditional leadership. And then also for appeals in case people agree to the decision taken by the municipal tribunal. Also the intervener status, areas that may be exempted in terms of making requests to the minister, and also provide for general provision. And then what is required in terms of Truma post the 1st of July, where we've been assisting municipalities to ensure that they comply with the Act, is an administrative system to receive applications, revise delegation and regularization of applications. There are those that are simple ones, this is all that. Just an official within the municipality who can be authorized to deal with those, or whether then they need a full complement of the municipal tribunal to process those applications. And then therefore they must have in place the municipal drainage tribunal, also an appeal body. And the municipalities also need to have the bylaws and service for the receipt of applications. But most importantly, they need resources, the budget, and also the staff who are experienced and equipped with training and other related skills to then process these applications. And then the progress at the end of July. I'm glad that we have been monitoring the progress of municipalities on a monthly basis. Today, for example, we are hosting state has been addressed the finances issue here, so they are meaning the situation behind quite and then state has also adopted their health structure and surprisingly recently is compliant and one other than any the fact that some of them are being compliant
But because you're my friend, or if you are not my friend, you can go with you, you know?
Sure. Thank you, sir. We welcome you to the invitation. And I'll be calling you to the The implementation part, yes, it's a process. But I wonder if you implemented after all the trainings, after everything. You know, more than the little name only six provinces, which is not even on board, you're trying to push extra things, which is, we believe this in quality must be charged, which is what is it? Then we need to call the child from this one. Thank you very much. How are we going to make sure that we put prevent traditional leaders not put to contradict the democratic elected people, so to speak, on the stage? Because my understanding is, you know, it's like demonstration. Now, how are we going to make sure that we prevent traditional leaders not to contradict democratic elected people? Can we go to another page? Page 13, page 14. Can you explain maybe in simple terms or define what is national difference? The first can you explain the more national difference? What is it in even a layman understanding? Then can you explain further the contradiction, the strategy with national policy, principles and tradition? And I get an understanding, this quality which the pilot, the existing pilot, does it mean there is a motivator in a sense that it means that all the municipality, including, for example, I'm from Johannes, I'm from Carlton, Carlton is at 65, yeah? 60. Now, does this include municipality which already, like your Johannes municipality, they have pilots? For example, now there is new regulation, we can put them or not. Page 26, the readiness of provinces, I think I've started with that one. I think provinces can maybe have the detail which in Paris are ready and which are not ready. This is all about municipality. It's not about government. Now let's understand this with you, let's say Johannes, but I'm just making a couple of words. Because all the parts of serving in my own policy. And you know why I'm questioning this? You have moving for Kuzma. For example, this viral data, no, target data, page 22. Can you explain the non-compliance on target data? What a premium is. And all this, the following one, even the dedication data, can you explain, because you've moved, I'm in Solana. Last but not least, corporate major training. Can you get more details? I wonder if page 38 and 36 will go together. If not, can you explain more? Because I saw page 38, the presentation of page 38, for which I'm not learning a lot. But the question is, can you get more details on 10 municipalities? It's all about municipalities. And the answer. Not questions, again, controversial questions, but must be asked. The challenges, I think. That's not traditional leaders, that's so special for that program. That's traditional leaders. But one of the things that I want to take my life and make sure you want to see is the challenge. I think I'm too much for us. Let them not display the making that kind of point, especially on the minister to engage with national housing or traditional leaders. That's how. No, traditional leaders cannot display or overrule or overtake elected politicians.
That's a horrible, horrible point. Colleagues, that mind that we have less than 10 minutes to be in here. But I want to build up to address your questions, but you either leave that 10 minutes asking and then have no time for answers. And by the way, there will still be some small housekeeping issues after this. But then, I wish we had more time because the pluma is the issue. And it is a paragon issue, it is very fundamental and very, very important. And probably we have to revisit as we go, to revisit it as we go. So, thank you, gentlemen. All right, we'll sit down. Oh, sorry. Okay, I'll come.
Thank you.
traditionally given style. A coalition is a democratic election.
The sooner the man to separate you is in the high fives and things. This is a committee meeting. Yes.
Sorry. Say, I will deal with the question of the tradition. Again, we note the point raised by Honorable Njoman and Honorable Kitana about the role of tradition. We have come to a conclusion that we are not going to continue to act with that. We combine the traditional leaders because they've taken a very fair view that consultation has not been efficient. So that's why we have set in motion processes to engage them, and the deputy minister is already. Already had one engagement with the National Council. We are also engaging the officials of the Department of Traditional Affairs who are assisting in facilitating discussion in the position of the situation. This legislation was never about traditional leaders. It is a learning legislation. I think the reference by Dr. Meck to the Constitutional Court judgment is a very interesting point because he's been focused at some point from which I, as a sphere of government, thought that it is their responsibility. And the Constitutional Court has been very clear that this is exclusive a municipal function and therefore not a traditional leadership function. So our view is that traditional leaders are going to play a very critical role here because most of the land that is unplanned is administered by traditional leaders. So it is in the interest of traditional leaders themselves to embrace this legislation to see how together with local governments we can move towards continuing this legislation. That's the view that we are hoping that if we are trying to say traditional leaders,
thank you. This has always been a big issue. And we are monitoring all of them at the municipal level.
or the idea of revising the solution before
of traveling across here. Spatial planning and land use management here. Now we've been given the copies of the principal act. Now spatial planning, that which has got to do with things. Whether I go into a clinic, whether I go into a school, whether I go into a, it's like a, if you like, qualification, it's like a dwarf, or now called dwarf dark, water affairs and forestry. That has got a right to say even what has got to happen, even the water that's running the municipal test, if you like, or installation. Or even your own household, if indeed and policy says 20 liters per person per day, it then affects even what is inside your own household. Because I'm just saying that so that the entry point DG of the department is understood, even to that which we think Dr. Meck belongs to municipalities. Municipalities wouldn't just do as they please on the planning here on space. Right? Possibly, I would also invite colleagues in the meeting to think deeply about the group area of Act, which most of us wouldn't have been there when it was promulgated in 1948. Part of the comprehensive apartheid policy, but that the group area of X sought to then define space in a certain manner. Now, with a Pluma, you have a wonderful, wonderful major breakthrough with the group area of X and such other related studies on space. But, colleagues, on the discussion, which we should then propose that it be ongoing on conservation. I think we should be very, very cautious of what we are saying in case you call it a conservation. Once it's an act, if there was no conservation, that act cannot stand the test of the, especially the Constitutional Court. In the Constitutional Court, you simply follow. Dr. Polai, the Matakian case, and others are cases in point, the legal group would then advise us. So, I am not sure, colleagues, as we discuss that as we assimilate the diploma and the regulation, I think let's be clear that there was conservation. I think let's be very, very clear that there was conservation. Or persuade colleagues that let's assume there was conservation. When we reasonably doubt that there was conservation, let's accept that diploma is an act. Is unconstitutional. I'm saying probably the consultation issue, we should rest it with that understanding that once it was an act of parliament, it was never challenged. Having heard that the act of parliament is the practice of the legal wrangle and probably to the constitutional court about consultation. Thank you, Dr. Meck. I don't know if all of us colleagues picked up and noted a fundamental cornerstone in legal terms. I'm not legal, but I like listening to those things because if you don't listen and understand their logic, you might be in trouble. Now and again, you hit against the wall, seemingly getting out through this door or window, only to find legally the door is that much. The 2010 case. The 2010 case that's referred to by the GDG, I think it's very important for us, even as political parties, not dividing the committee, even as political parties, to familiarize ourselves, to see, because it's a constitutional court ruling determination, that said, planning is the principal function of, and then it defines the relevant structures of government. Right. The debate, colleagues, if at some point we go to the House, I would say let's debate the question of traditional leadership. At local government and traditional affairs, we call that a provincial, national government, you then have the portfolio of traditional leadership allocated there, assigned there. But this issue has got to do with land. It would be good for South Africa to debate who owns the land. On our program, we don't have time. I want you for tea. Let's discuss who owns the land. You know, who owns the land?
even the rural masses, or must it deal with the traditional leader? Or is there an assumption that the traditional leader are the custodians of the land? Which status empowers such? So the consultation issue and whether the traditional leader and the stakeholder are interested in this manner or the other. I have to connect the DG to say there must be a role defined for them. I'm also not dismissive of them. I love my traditional leader. I was a speaker and I was very sad when my traditional leader passed on about 3 years ago. So that's my understanding. But if something is even the blanket to give traditional leaders, you own the land. No way you look, but no matter the way you don't count.
That's why they get in the tree. What makes you want this?
I'm just saying, every discussion of the issue to consider. And lastly, this year and the department, please, the rollout, I think the question by Honorable Scott. The role of Honorable Manda. The rollout ought to also be to all the children stakeholders. They would talk as a practitioner, as a clinician. She needs to get empowered municipal officials. Let us know if the relation is Jomani Muzai. It's about who does what, which officials take to who, and so on. But the existence of this fundamental system is now roll out time. That's got to go to communities, to the stakeholders, to the sectors out there, NGOs working the land, and so forth. Why the officials also can have their own technical training. But there's a holistic DG, if you like, I wish your principal were here, Minister and PM, roll out of the era, the epoch, we are now in the Pluma era.
Thank you, Papa. That's your purpose. Good 6 years, not so good. You did a little bit of your own harm. Now it's time to roll out a democratic land use and planning dispensation. I'm just saying, maybe those are the salient points the debate can continue. And I don't think it should be an ugly inter-party debate. It's the discussion for all of our society to try to come to grips with the deeds that we have under the Pluma and the regulations in place. And I think on that note, we step aside on the issue, and I wouldn't wish to belittle any of the contributions on the take and the approach to the Pluma and to the new epoch, which is now ushered in. I'll tell my own copy wherever I go for probably the next 2 years, it's going to be very instructive and informative. Remember, please, we are invited.
ourselves and the portfolio committee on agriculture. Right? Yeah, I'm just trying to summarize. Yeah, the day is 21st to 22nd of October. That will be Friday and Saturday next week. Honorable member. The constituents is really the honorable member. But honorable members, because it's a joint, I think that let's just try and see how we can manage that. Let's try and see how we can actually manage it such that it remains joint. Probably, I don't know about the rules and buttons, probably some of us will get to make the greatest sacrifice and see through, because it's very difficult to pull joint sessions. So sometimes there are lots of compromises. Remember one that was supposed to be in Johannesburg, where we had this array of speakers to facilitate and to induct us and edit up, you know, let it to be. So joint work in its nature, I would really ask you to understand this, but I ask them, please notice, and then let's look at how to manage it in a manner that, because it fell over to our Saturdays, and I agree on the matter. Those Saturdays, we use our bank account. You don't want another part in your own area now, isn't it?
Yes, no.